You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Budget 2024 also has a notable lack of funding for Māori development and cuts to Māori housing. In response, Te Kahui Tika Tangata, the Human Rights Commission, has urged the government to commit to tutitiriti o Waitangi. I spoke to Tātou Urutahi, shed leader at the commission, Julia Whaipoti, about whether the government, whether the budget upholds tutitiriti and what it says about the government's values. I started our interview asking her what parts of the budget concerned her.
I think it's important to consider the budget in the context of our land, so in looking at a rights perspective, and one of our founding constitutional and rights documents is Te Tiriti o Waitangi. And in the face of recent political rhetoric where it doesn't seem to recognise Māori, the budget reflects that. So looking at it through that lens, there's a lot of, I suppose, disappearing of Māori in this budget, and that's something that particularly focused on. I mean, there's some things that they've put money into where you can look at where it's like Matatini. But when we look at Matatini, it's a small increase in money that actually brings in a lot of money into the economy, and it just is something more than investing in Māori is something that's just performative as opposed to the lived experience of being Māori. So that's one of the founding lenses of which I'm looking at this.
And yeah, to kind of add on to what you're saying there, the budget has a notable lack of funding for Māori development and cuts to Māori housing. Does the budget 2024 fulfil the Crown's tutitiriti obligations to actively protect Māori from harm and protect the rights of Māori as Indigenous peoples?
In short, no. I mean, looking at the budget, there is no extra funding for Māori development. It in fact entrenches inequity. If we look at the tax cuts that have been granted for the median Māori income, that's looking like an extra $70 a fortnight, and for the median non-Māori income, that's looking like $100 a fortnight. So it's increasing the inequity between Māori and non-Māori here, so that's a clear failure in honouring Te Tiriti. And also, I mean, for this government, looking at, it's been really clear about wanting to have an evidence base and improving outcomes, and the money that they have invested that we know will impact Māori are in things that have an evidence base of failing not just Māori but the communities, all of us. If we look at putting in over $1 billion into another prison, more police, that's where most of the funding's going. That's going to impact Māori, and that's a failure of Te Tiriti, quite clearly so, quite clearly stated over many years, longer than I've been alive. So no, this budget does not uphold Te Tiriti Waitangi at all.
And the budget has also made cuts to Te Puni Kōkiri, Ministry for Pacific Peoples and the Ministry for Ethnic Communities. What do you think the budget says about the government's values, particularly regarding Te Tiriti and towards minority communities that are already living with poor outcomes?
Well, we've looked at what the strike action was on Thursday. We're mobilised not just Māori, but all people across Aotearoa, Māori, non-Māori, Pākehā, Tangata Moana, Tamea. So many populations who are looking at this and saying, hey, this doesn't seem to reflect all of us in Aotearoa. This doesn't seem to be a budget that reflects the communities, the threading of who we are as populations. The government, it does appear that the rhetoric has been really clear in terms of we are all one people, what does that look like? But that's recognising our values and our differences is something we should be quite proud of. We don't have a treaty, a Te Tiriti o Waitangi, anywhere else in the world, and it's something that all people belong to and should see. And we've seen that in our own commissioning of a survey that we did last year about how New Zealanders think and feel about Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and the rhetoric that's come from government doesn't reflect on the ground as we see it.
To kind of add on to what you're saying there, in light of last week's protests and support of Māori rights and Toitū Te Tiriti, there has been a lot of criticism towards the government for its policies for Māori. Would you expect more protests in light of the budget similar to last week?
I think what we're seeing is, so when we look at the survey that we've done in terms of people looking at Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and it's not, Te Tiriti isn't just about Māori, it's the relationship between Māori and non-Māori. The majority of New Zealanders want respectful conversations about race relations, about Te Tiriti, and what we're seeing is a really sharp disrespect of that. A lot of the rhetoric tentativeness between treaty partners. And what we're seeing is a monologue from the way that Māori have been spoken about, which really impacts all of us across New Zealand. I would expect that this isn't going away unless things shift. So people are taking a real stand. It was, you see, thousands of New Zealanders turned out, Pākehā, Māori, Tangata Moana, lots of people. And that reflects the conscience of our country, not necessarily the rhetoric that may be the loudest in the media at the moment.
Was there anything in the budget that you thought was positive and you were pleased to see?
I mean, one of the noticeable investments was in Matatini, but that was really a low amount given how much it brings into the economy. And as I've said before, that's an investment in performative aspects of our culture, not really beyond that. So it's really hard to see Māori and Te Tiriti upheld and honoured in this budget. Engari, it's not the first budget that has failed to do so. It's hard to see the positives right now.
And how do you propose then that we can move forward with reduced resources?
I think there's something that we need to hold on to that, and so as Māori in terms of tino ranga, tiritanga, what the tiriti offers and is that it's not reliant on the kāwanatanga. So I've just like really put the message out there to us that whatever is in the budget, that tino ranga, tiritanga in terms of tiriti rights, that doesn't move or change. And there have been communities for year after year, whatever colour the political party is that's in charge, they get on with doing the do. I think it's really important. You saw from the march people combining and feeling connected and finding community when it feels like maybe this budget doesn't reflect many communities and needs. Are we looking at our disability rights communities, Māori, many people who maybe don't see themselves reflected in here. So it's still stand together and move. And not to lose hope, I think, is an important part.
That was Tata Urutahi, shared leader at Te Kahui Tika Tangata, the Human Rights Commission, Julia Whaiputi, speaking to me about the Budget 2024 with regards to upholding Te Tiriti o Waitangi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.